This, ladies and gentlemen, is The Shade.
What's up?
What's happening?
This is The Shade.
On
Actum FM.
Right here. Where radio
has never been shadier.
And better.
And better, yeah. Mm-hmm. You are with your hosts, the shadiest people you know.
You know.
Mm-hmm. Tabo and Sesh.
Yes.
And yes. Today, we thought
that we
would put ourselves to the test.
And allow one person, one brave person, to come out into the light. To come out from the light. And try and step in the shade. And shade us.
Wow.
And that person is also a DJ.
They are also a DJ.
Who also has a show.
Mm-hmm.
Who is this person, Sesh?
Can I be honest? I feel like I just wanted to hear what you would say. That's why I didn't... Yes. So we have, which you would have seen from our title, DJ Peaches with us. And DJ Peaches is here today to try and shade the shade.
Yeah.
So we are making ourselves vulnerable. We are putting ourselves out there.
That is trying. That is trying to meow a cat. You know, it's hard.
It's trying to
trying to buck a dog. Hmm. Out buck a dog. Out cat a cat. Let's go.
Okay, Tabo is on fire. How are you, DJ Peaches?
I am. Can I just say something? First of all, I'm not brave.
Oh.
Because this guy, when he was introducing me, is like,
She's speechless.
I'm brave and I came out of the light. What did you say? I came out of the darkness or something like that. And yeah, he said it wrong, by the way. He's supposed to say he came in. The person came into the light.
No, this is not the light.
This is the shade. But technically, she's trying to shade the shade, which means she's just making us shadier.
Yeah.
So you have the opportunity right now to do to us what we normally do to the Action FM presenters.
Yes.
That's what we're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I'm so excited.
All right. So the show is yours. Go for it.
What are we doing?
Okay, so...
Can I just say... For those who cannot see her face right now, because no one can see her face right now, because this is radio, she looks so excited.
Yeah.
She's like beaming with joy. I've never seen her look like this.
Mm-hmm.
I am very excited, even though like I really don't know how to shade. So this is like my opportunity. You know what they say? If you see an opportunity, you must grab it with both hands. So I'm going to do that today.
Yeah, you can't mess this up.
Yes, I'm going to shade you so hard that you go home crying.
All right, so that's the standard. We have to go home crying.
Oh,
so if you don't cry, that means I failed badly.
That means we shaded you while you tried to shade us.
I hope I don't cry.
Yeah, I hope you don't cry too.
Yeah.
Guys.
I hope Tabo cries. Just would be nice to see.
That is wishful thinking. It is wishful thinking.
So you're telling me you've never cried?
No. I don't cry.
Ever.
Why?
Ever.
So you're telling me you came out of the womb and when they... slapped you to get breath out of you.
I slapped that guy back.
You're lying, sis.
Slapped the guy back.
He didn't slap the guy back.
He didn't.
I did.
He came out crying. He didn't even wait for the slap.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask you guys questions, mm-hmm. interesting questions.
Interesting, okay.
Yes. So whoever, like, what I'm going to do is I'm just going to... choose who answers the question better. So you're both going to answer the same question.
Yes. So wait, let me get this straight. You ask the question, right?
Yes.
Then myself and Sesh answer the question.
Separately. Yes. Right. As
separately.
Individuals.
As individuals.
Independently.
And whoever sucked at answering the question is a shady person.
No, whoever sucked, is going to be shaded in your next show. You're going to shade, I don't know, either it's going to be Sesh or Tabo. So
it's going to be Sesh.
What?
I just feel like I have a track record for beating this guy.
Okay, let's find out.
And you know,
yeah, I speechless.
All right. Okay, the first question is, and this question requires you to do, to action it out, act it out.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
So if you had a theme song in your life, what would it be? Please sing the theme song. Thabo.
So this is me walking into a room.
Every time.
Every time.
That's hectic, Will. That's like a big decision to make for your whole life.
Your whole life, every
day.
You
can never change it.
So my whole life rests on the song that I'm about, yeah.
That is about to sing.
The pressure is real.
I feel like all songs in my head have just disappeared.
For real?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like this song defines me as a person.
Okay.
This is very deep.
I feel like
he's still looking for the song. He's thinking about it and going, this song, but he has no idea what song it is.
At that time, he doesn't even know.
No, I do know.
Okay, sing it.
Din 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 din.
Oh wow!
I did it din 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 din.
You know that song actually fits with you.
It's nice, you know. Like, yo, stop! Everybody, listen! No, 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 no. That's me. Because when I step into a room, everyone stops and they listen. Because I'm ice. I'm cold as ice. I'm cool.
You cold as ice. Okay.
What does that mean?
I'm cool.
He's cold. He's not cool. You said you're cold.
You said you're cold. Cold and cool are two different things.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
Yes, they are.
Oh, this drink is so cool. It means cold.
No one has ever said that.
No one has ever said that.
Oh, my word, no. So, okay, are you done with your song? Was that all?
Yeah.
That's the only part.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Okay, Sash.
Okay, this song, I've thought long and hard.
Okay.
Under the 2 seconds that I had to think long and hard for. There's 140 celebrations to go along just to end it. So the annual problem for our generation is finding a good way to spend it. Everybody now!
Like baby!
Okay, why that song?
Why?
Yeah.
Because I feel like it defines my childhood. Because I grew up watching Phineas and Ferb.
So it is you.
And also, I feel like Phineas and Ferb were geniuses. They were complete and they were young geniuses. So it was like they made it in life while they were young. And they accomplished things and they were successful and they were happy. And then the voice of Ferb is Thomas Brodie Sanger, who is a British actor that I think is proper. So.
Ah, so it's just success.
It's just a good song.
Oh.
You admire Phineas and Ferb.
And the shows are funny. Yeah.
Awesome. Okay. So the winner is going to be you.
Why? Have you decided to do it?
Thabo, your song was cool. I would also choose a song like that. Yeah, for my... my 2 second
entrance
walk of shame.
No, but
of shade.
No.
Walk of shade.
Listen. Yes, of shade.
No. I feel like my song is real. You know, it's a real song that exists in the world.
So are you trying to say Sesh's song is fake?
It's based around fake things, and that's, I'm not delusional. That's one of my traits. I'm very realistic.
Can I
defend myself?
Yes, you can.
I'm a filmmaker. And animation is not fake. Animation is someone's hard work that they've brought into reality, and it's creativity that other people can watch and enjoy.
But the characters are fake.
So you're basing your life on fake characters. Phineas and Ferb are not real. My song is real.
So.
And I'm cold as ice.
You think you should win because your song is realistic. It's real, and her song is fake. Well, her song is not fake.
No. I'm not saying I should win. That's up to you.
Okay. The winner is Thabo.
Oh. Wow.
In your dreams, Tavos.
Oh. Did you just do that?
She did.
Sorry, Tavo. Okay, wow. Our next question is going to be, drum rolls, please. This question is going to be...
I'm scared. I would just like to say I'm scared. Genuinely.
Can I just say it's hot in studio, so... Okay, so...
Stop laughing and ask the question.
That's the best, when you make a joke and then you laugh at yourself.
Ask the question.
Okay, so the next question is... Tavo.
Ooh.
Would you rather sell dogs?
No, please.
Oh.
Would you know what the other option is?
Okay, cool.
Would you rather sell dogs for a living? Or cats? I don't know, I'm laughing.
That is horrific.
As and in why?
Like sell them.
Yes.
Wait, is
like
this?
Like a pet shop.
No.
Like sell them like off the market. Like illegal stuff.
Wow. Or as in like rehabilitating self.
As in like give homeless cats a home, you know, and change their lives. That sort of selling.
Sandra is laughing.
Or selling them.
DJ Peaches is on the floor. She is rolling.
Okay. Like sell them like illegally. Yes.
Illegally. Oh, no way.
Why do you sell things illegally?
Okay, but if it ever came down to that. I feel like myself and the dogs, you know, we have a stronger relationship.
Yeah,
you know,
we
bros. Mm-hmm. You know,
I'd also choose the cats.
Yeah, the cat.
So you'd sell the cats?
I'd sell the cats.
Yeah.
Why?
Because I like dogs.
Yeah.
And I have dogs.
So
dogs are awesome.
You're saying cats?
And the cats would probably escape.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they're like...
And they're quick. And they can't... They always have proper like landings. So
and they have 9 lives. So even if they kill them once, you know they've got 8 left.
You guys are crazy.
This is a calculated. yeah. This is calculated.
Yeah.
It's a calculated decision.
Okay, so you sell the
stuff.
Cats because they land on their feet and they have 9 lives.
Yeah.
And they're not as affectionate. I know they are affectionate cats. I just have never met one.
Yeah, so cats are always like calm.
For with dogs, they're your pet.
Yeah.
With cats, you're their pet.
Nailed it.
I'm confused. Well, because cats, I think cats are more like, you know, petty.
No, they're not.
That word does not exist.
No,
but
they're
anyways,
not.
It does exist, but not like petty. Pets.
No, I agree with you. Cats are petty. Dogs are better.
Yeah. Oh.
No, guys. No.
Incredible.
Can I just say, cats are neat and dogs are kind of dirty.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are. Dogs like just... Do their things everywhere.
No,
cats,
no
like,
they
my
don't.
Dogs are
yes,
well
they
trained.
Do.
My dogs tell us when they want to go to the bathroom and we let them out. Literally, they bark at us so that we can let them out.
So do cats.
No, cats they have a little box which stays in your house and there's poop and everything. So now I must have a toilet that doesn't flush in my kitchen.
But cats do also tell you if they want to go. They like bark. No, they don't bark. What do cats do?
Meow.
They're meows.
Meow. Not them
yeah, they do let you know if they want to use.
No,
the
dogs can talk.
I've never had, and dogs have personalities.
Cats can't talk.
Cats also have. What dog?
Why are you arguing with us? You asked us a question.
Do you have a cat?
No.
So where is all
like,
this coming from?
So you don't agree with either of our answers. That's what you're saying.
Yes.
You don't like dogs.
Because I just feel like you guys are being unfair on cats. The fact that you say, listen, the fact that you say you would rather sell cats
hold up.
Because...
I feel you're being unfair on dogs and cats because you're asking us whether we'd sell them or not. But actually, at the end of the day, we don't want to sell any of them on the illegal market.
But you guys said you want to sell the cats.
Because you gave us no option.
But I feel like if we...
I gave you the option of...
If we said we'd sell dogs, you would fight...
Of course.
Fight for dogs.
Yes, because those are like living creatures. Why would you sell...
But you asked the question.
Laughing.
What's the third option?
There's no third option.
Exactly.
But why would you guys sell cats? That's my question.
But now what if you chose to sell the dogs?
Yeah, why
what
would you do
say?
That?
Oh my word.
There's no, this is a, so, it's a loop of doom.
Yeah.
Doom loop.
Okay then. So you both said cats.
Mm. Yeah, I would sell cats.
No one wins because you guys can't sell such loving. Shame.
Cats scratch sure. people.
Dogs bite people.
That's good. I was hoping you wouldn't say that too much.
I was like that.
So you see.
Yeah, we see.
No, I don't say. I still like dogs.
I
also like dogs. But anyways, next question. Okay, so the next question is, what... sorry, my English just went away because it's like hot in studio and stuff like that.
Oh, now it's hot for you in studio?
And I'm nervous because I am chilling with the shade. They might just shade me. But yeah. Anyways, what would you choose, the mother or...
Marvel.
Why?
Because Marvel has Iron Man.
Sashi?
I would choose, and I'm giving both a shot. Ah, no, but they both ruined. I personally at the moment don't like either of them.
Why?
What did Marvel do?
Marvel? It's so bad. So what did there's a movie coming out this year called The Eternals. And there is a gay kiss in it.
Yay!
Oh, and Spider-Man, no. Tom Holland, actor, the guy that acted as Spider-Man, has stated that he won't mind if Spider-Man becomes a gay character within the Marvel Cinematic Universe. So, but then at the same time, DC has created Batgirl, which is the first lesbian or gay superhero. So I'm just... And Wonder Woman 2 was a flop. That movie is pathetic on all accounts. It is... I was horrified. I was actually just genuinely horrified by that.
Why? She flew.
Wonder Woman 1 was better. Wonder Woman 2 was bad. The two DC films that I really enjoyed was Aquaman, top DC film. And my second one is Shazam. But that's just because Shazam was funny.
Shazam was funny.
And then my third would be Wonder Woman 1, not 2. 2 sucked. 2 was hot. And I was excited for 2 because it was set in the 80s. So I was actually excited. It was hot. The storyline was terrible. Everything was just bad. It made that movie.
So, DC.
Neither. I choose neither?
You can choose one.
Based on better film quality, I choose Marvel. But as I said, I'm not happy with Marvel at the moment. Marvel makes better films than DC.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do agree with Marvel. Yeah.
I feel like Iron Man has nothing to do with gayness. So I'm going to stick to Iron Man.
So your favorite superhero is Iron Man?
Iron Man. It's charisma. I am Iron Man.
Wow.
But Iron Man is no more from what I've... He's gone.
He's not dead. Did you see his coffin?
He's gone.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Why are you attacking Iron Man?
The self-denial thing that just happened here was crazy.
Jamie really loves Iron Man. But anyway, so our next question is, are you guys ready?
Mm-hmm.
Can I just say that you guys have given me a platform to do the impossible?
We know.
So,
yeah.
To everyone out there, if I fail... I'd like to apologize in advance because...
Yeah, it looks like it. You know, my eyes are dry.
I feel like she shaded you on the show.
No, my eyes have never been more dry.
Why are your
eyes dry?
Because the aim was to make me cry.
I see tears. I feel like I see tears. No, and he's thinking about Iron Man's death. He's like...
It was so sad.
Black Widow's death was sad. Oh my word, one caught me unexpected.
Shame.
That one was
so sad. Who's that?
Oof.
Okay, next question. Let's just move on.
Before we shade you, ask quickly.
Yes, go.
Okay, the next question is for real, who's.
Ah! Hey! No, don't. Ask.
Please, can I? I just need to
Black
know.
Widow.
I don't know who that is.
The chick with the short red
hair.
Oh. I still don't know.
Scarlett Johansson.
I have no idea who that is.
What Marvel movie have you watched?
I've watched Superman.
Oh my goodness.
I'm joking. I've watched Avengers 1, 2, 3, 4.
She's
5.
In Avengers 1. The girl in Avengers 1. The girl in the team.
Mm-mm, I don't remember.
The only girl in the team.
I legit don't.
Okay, never mind.
Have you watched... there's one called Endgame. Have you watched Endgame?
Yes, I have.
She dies.
Oh, that girl!
You know, the start of this conversation was when Black Widow died. That was horrible. And then we went back to the.
That was horrible!
It was horrible, right?
Her father killed her.
No! Oh. No!
You shouldn't have said anything.
That was Infinity War. Oh, that was Gamora.
That was Oh my word.
Oh my goodness.
Okay, I'm just confused.
Okay, it's fine. I'll show you a picture. I'll show you a picture afterwards.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. So our next question is, Tabo.
Oh, me again.
So I heard, I should stop them. I heard that you like soccer.
Yeah, it's football.
Oh my goodness. Okay. That's like me with films and movies.
Wait, what's the difference between football and soccer?
Nothing, it's just different names.
Yeah, it's...
Films or movies?
They respect culture.
I like films.
Name.
I just like the way film sounds. It sounds aesthetic.
Yeah, football.
Just personal preference.
I'm a football analyst. I'm a soccer analyst.
Yeah, you see, it sounds better.
Yeah.
Film review, movie review.
Yeah.
Wow.
Anyway, moving on. Okay, go back.
So, you like soccer? Football?
Yes.
I heard.
Yes.
So...
She looked at me. I don't know why she's looking at me. Would you like me to ask him how many?
If your partner right here.
Yeah.
Had to, if she had to like a team and her team oppose your team.
Yeah.
What would you say to her?
I would discard her as a partner. But luckily... She is not into football.
That doesn't make sense, though, because in the VAR show, which he does, your partner...
He's not my partner. He's my co-host.
I feel like...
My right-hand man.
Okay. Right.
I'm kidding. I would accept her because I'm an accepting person. I'm very kind. And when it comes to football, I...
You know I'm never going to get into football, so you can say whatever you want, Joe.
Yeah. No, when it comes to football, I am... familiar with most teams, but I just have an undying love for Manchester City and Barcelona. So if you want to say anything bad about
let me test him.
You.
Tabo, Manchester United is the best.
No.
Cristiano Ronaldo, I love him. I want to marry him.
So what?
How yeah, that
does
one didn't
that
work?
Concern me? It doesn't concern
me. Okay.
And then he'll come and shove it in your face that he's the best player of all time. Not Lionel Messi.
No.
I can see him getting angry.
Yeah, I can also see him getting angry.
As long as Messi is alive, he's the best.
And then we plot and kill Messi together.
Who? You and Ronaldo?
Mm. This is so weird. How did we get to? I don't even like the guy.
I'm like, oh my word.
Okay, Sash, what is your favorite team?
What team?
In football.
I don't have a favorite team.
Just choose.
I don't watch soccer. At all. No.
How do you feel, Tabo? That she doesn't not... She doesn't watch soccer.
I don't know. I've never thought about that.
Don't think it affects him in any way.
Yeah.
But would you be happy to like you guys to discuss soccer like that?
No.
Why?
No.
So you think she's not worthy to discuss football with?
I feel like you're trying to bring a divide in the shade, yeah? With things that never ever were probably. I don't know. I don't think so.
I'd rather talk about movies with Sash.
Ha!
That's it.
Do you really like movies? Or...
I watch movies.
You just like movies because of your partner?
I watch movies.
He gets his movies from me. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I'm like his movie provider.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, that was it. I tried to divide you guys since you guys divide most presenters.
We don't.
The last time you guys made the music shows a fight. So I tried.
That was an epic show, though. Can we just say? If that you have not listened to the Blue Blue West, please go listen to it. That show was a good story.
Epic.
That was epic storytelling.
It was the Shade classic.
It was a Shade classic.
Yeah, definitely. So I really wanted to, like...
So did you want us screaming at each other and fighting at one another?
Not screaming at each other, just, like, shade each other since I can't do it.
We've shaded each other.
Yes, we have, on multiple occasions. In and outside of studio. And,
Dang it, I was in there. And I'm sure our listeners would have loved listening to that. So, unfortunately, guys, I failed. Sorry, producer.
No, listen, we thank you. For coming out here. No, we don't. But we...
Oh, my goodness. What is wrong with... No, I feel like she shaded your music.
Yeah, she did.
So you did shade.
I tried.
And then the cats did. Thing, that was just weird.
Yeah, the cats thing
I
was
feel
weird.
Like that was reverse psychology on so many levels. Like, that was a lose-lose
Can
question.
Can I just confess, I was so nervous, like, on coming on the show that I didn't.
You prepared, but you weren't ready. That's how it was.
I think no one's ready for the shade. Even us, there's sometimes we're just like, okay, what happened? Mm-hmm. What happened?
I'm sure you guys, when you pass people, they're like, people are like shaking, like, oh, please don't tell her. Don't tell me she saw me. Please don't, like that, you know?
No ways.
No.
Not like that.
No ways.
We.
So are you scared of us?
He's.
So you're not scared of us?
I'll make this easy for you. Answer the question with yes or no. Are you scared of the shade?
Maybe.
Why?
Because you guys shade people, and some people are you laughing?
No.
He was silently laughing. Then he said no. Now he's silently laughing again.
Okay, because you guys are I don't know why I'm getting nervous. Can we just move on, please? Because
the truth is, you know, we are skillful presenters, and I understand where your fear comes from. I mean, we are very skilled in our departments, and we cannot be messed with.
I just feel like you're being dramatic, number one. And secondly, I just feel like you, Sandra, are making this a big deal.
Yeah.
Well, you know what the aim of the shade is? It's just to laugh. That's actually at the end of the day. And do you know where the shade came from?
So,
no, I was listening to Active FM shows, and sometimes what some presenters say is actually very funny.
Yeah,
that's true.
And then it was, let's do a show showing what the present. Yes, that's where it came from.
That was a brilliant.
Yeah, so it's a show that acknowledges, you know, what the presenters do.
Mm-hmm.
We acknowledge.
And then we just put on shades and. That makes you scared.
But how do you guys feel that there are people that don't like you guys? Because
no, we haven't heard of people.
No,
who
we
don't
do
like
know.
Us.
We know of two.
No, we are. We do know, but we haven't heard.
No, we have.
Yes, we have. We know them.
We know them. We've stated them
we
on
know
the show.
Who they, yes, we know.
Shame
who they
the
are.
One was because we kept bringing him on by mistake. It wasn't an intentional thing. That was Fearless Eagle.
Yeah.
He just kept popping up.
Yeah,
he was just shade worthy. The other one. Is DJ Cave.
Ding, ding, ding. Mm-hmm. Well, that guy is shadable.
Yeah, he is.
Even I can shade. I'm just joking.
Oh, DJ my goodness.
Cave. No, you're not joking. It's official. Beef. Inactive FM.
No, between the peaches and the caves.
Yes.
There is no beef.
It is declared.
There is chicken, though. Because chicken
Oh, wow. Okay. But we want to thank you for being on our show. If you want to hear more of DJ Peach's craziness, and she is crazy. That her show is crazy.
Fabulous awesomeness.
It is crazy. Statistic. No, your shows are actually very good. I enjoy listening to All Things Girls. So check out All Things Girls with DJ Peach's if you want to have a good laugh and if you want to find out about girls or if you want to listen to two girls talk.
If you are a girl.
Or if you're a guy.
Yes.
Or a man.
Or a man.
Or a man. Or a boy. Or a child. Doesn't
you know,
matter.
All things girls is all things you need to know about girls or all things you need to know as a girl.
Or all things you need to know said by girls.
Yeah, there we go. We should do a promo for your show.
Oh, thank you. Our show would be a hit if you guys would do it.
Right. But we won't, so it won't be a hit.
Yeah. Because we...
that is classic shade.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think she did well. The fact that she shaded you on your song.
Yeah.
You were shadable.
Yeah.
Tabo is shadable.
No, I'm not.
Don't you agree?
Well, I think he is.
Ooh.
Can I just
I think
say
you
before
back
we came onto the show, he said, I must tell you guys that you guys look like your faces look like pop.
Who told you to say that?
Tabo.
I was giving her tips, okay? But she didn't use them. She wasn't smart enough to use that tip.
She didn't want to insult us.
But
okay,
that's,
when I say it.
That's where they're all for.
Your face, I can't.
Wow. But we are happy that you are on our show.
I'm also happy. Ah!
Next time, we'll see you. We'll probably be shading you, though.
Yeah.
Oh, please don't. Ah!
Just please. Watch yourself on your shows and you know, be careful. You might be saved.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But that was nice to you guys. So...
The contract wasn't to be nice. The contract was to try to shade us.
So we gave you the platform. Now it's time to take back the platform.
I say she shaded us out of 100.
Two.
I'd say 25%. The reason being is you were able to shade Thabo once.
Yeah. Okay. So let me explain Thabo, this.
Your face looks like pap. How about that?
No, it's too late now. It's too late. There's a level, right? There's a level. And to shade the shade, you must go past that level. So with the music thing, you were there. But now the thing is, you didn't go past.
How about the pap?
And you were supposed to go past. So there's a level, right? And to shade the shade, you must go past that level. And you, DJ Peaches, didn't go past that level. You were there with the music. Yes, you were there. But you held back. And the shade doesn't hold back.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to go and practice.
Yeah, and then you come back.
And you come back. Hard.
But now the thing is, when you come back, we're going to be shooting back. Because you will be more skilled.
Hectic. So,
yeah.
Okay, can I not come back?
Wow. This has been The Shade right here on Active FM featuring DJ Peaches from All Things Girls. And we are signing out now. Goodbye for me.
Trap that, I just wanna keep it real as I'm fishing for Mufasas. Cause only beasts on my king's team want my Nala. Yeah, and I can even bet a dollar, homie. Anytime I holler, he'll be coming. They sound like Rocky, tell me what's the problem. Yeah, but he already got it. When I feel kinda Drake-ish, I start from the bottom. It go from 0 to 100 real quick with blessings I'm counting. It's like blessings abounding, I need a blessing to count. And I know that I deserve that, and my old man is swerving that. Yeah, and I ain't got a problem with it. But it's keeping it real, cause I ain't counterfeit now. The flesh is a problem. Yeah, it might be swerving on the old me. Girl, don't even bother. Girl, don't even think about it. Swerving on the old me. I ain't with the darkness like I'm holiday. I'm swerving on the old me. Man, I got a problem. I just might. I'm swerving on the old me. 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 This flesh is a problem. It might be slow. Swerving on the old me. Man, I got a problem. I just might. Swerving on the old me. I swerve like I'm whipping. Hit the lean on me when I'm tripping. I ain't never been a bang bang shooter, my villain. But swerving on the flesh, the only way I make a killing. Man, the girl bad and she know I see the fun that I come. I ain't tryna blow it cause I ain't Bruno Mars. He catching grenades, I'm just tryna throw it. Cause leave it up to my flesh is looking for trouble. I ain't tryna show it. So yeah, I got swerve on you. Please don't take it to the head like a perm on you. Girl, I just got a duty to my king. Yeah, duty to my woman who just sealed it with a ring. Just saying, tell me what's really popping. And I ain't talking dancing unless you really like it. It's old school, but I'm swerving on the old me. And I ain't finna invite a man unless it's high C. The flesh is a problem. Yeah, it might. So I'm swerving on the old me. Girl, don't even bother. Girl, don't even think about it. Swerving on the old me. I ain't with the darkness like I'm holiday. I'm swerving on the old me. Man, I got a problem. I just might. But I'm swerving on the old me. 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 Flesh is a problem. It might be. But I'm swerving on the old me. Man, I got a problem. I just might. But I'm swerving on the old me. Swerving on the old me.